Hey, this is Lucretia Davis, career coach and owner of Next Up Resume. I listen to Cut to the Chase podcast.
Well, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hello, everyone. This is Gregory Proctor, and welcome to another episode of Cut to the Chase. Today, we will be talking about overcoming, episode 9. We have a special guest with us, and I tell you, when I start to talk about our special guest, she is a dynamite. She's full of energy. Her energy is so infectious that it just makes you want to get up and do something. And so, as a part of our podcast today, we're talking about overcoming. And as we know, overcoming basically means, you know, to get better in the essence of struggling or dealing with conflict or trying to conquer things or looking at, you know, overcoming defeat to prevail. And so as we look into our special guest, Miss Lucretia Davis, we find that not only a few years ago, she was feeling burnt out, struggling to find happiness and a purpose, and confused about what she truly wanted and how to get there. Now, her accolades, as I tell my listening audience, I tell you, it is just amazing when I meet people on LinkedIn and you get to know them and you read about them and you understand what they're all about. I tell you, her accolades, as I go through some of these things to our audience, I mean, they are top notch. So as an award-winning career development teacher and speaker, former member of Forbes Coaching Council, a predominantly well-known LinkedIn influencer, a published author, and most importantly, she's an entrepreneur. She's a business owner. She is the managing director, like I said, an owner of Next Up Resume. I mean, it's just outstanding. So from obtaining her bachelor's in business administration from Roseville University and her MBA from Keller Graduate School of Management, Dry University, she provides basically a bird's eye view into the capability and how she leverages her strategies and philosophies. Lucretia has single-handedly, and now when I say single-handedly, I mean this is something that, you know, when you talk about recruitment and aspects of how people help others, she has single-handedly helped over 1,200 job seekers position themselves in an attractive premium opportunity to land jobs faster, better than the average performance, and earn higher salaries. So folks that are listening out there, if you are looking for an opportunity, if you are sitting on the edge of your seat going, I can't wait to see what this podcast is all about, I must tell you, this is your girl. This is the woman that you want to reach out to. In my backstory of looking at some of the things with regards to her there being in Chicago, it's just phenomenal. I mean, absolutely phenomenal. So overall, to our listeners, she's an ambitious professional who primarily focuses on helping candidates navigate the broken hiring system to create lives and careers that they will always dream of. And I must say, it's quite impressive. Lucretia, I don't know if I did a great job of introducing you or not, but do you have any remarks that you would like to share with our listening audience?
No, you have done a fantastic job. I'm also an author of Who Needs a Career Coach Anyway, so I don't need to mention that, but that's the only thing. Great job. Thank you for my beautiful intro.
Yeah, I try to do my homework.
Yes, you did. You've done your homework, that's for sure.
Well, thank you very much. So basically, I like to kind of jump into some of the dialogue, you know, as we've talked about the situation here, or should I say the subject is about overcoming. We know that, you know, as a business owner, you have overcome, you know, a lot in life. Yes. To be as successful as you are. So what my first question to you would be, if you wouldn't mind sharing to our listening audience, what was the situation a few years ago that left you wondering about your happiness? And, you know, how did you kind of get yourself beyond what I would consider to be the struggles of that period and begin to, you know, set yourself on a chartered path that that you're on today, you know, a successful path. Can you give us some insight on that?
Yeah. And honestly, I can't say that there's just one particular circumstance that I was talking about, you know, on my website, that a couple of years ago, I was just confused and just didn't really see the light under the tunnel. We go to college, we have these high ambitions to get straight into an amazing career, and it just doesn't work out that way. And so I would say, just to kind of sum it up, that my career ride has been one heck of a ride. And so there were a couple of things going on some years ago, and I'll just kind of give you some of the backstory. Mm-hmm. And I'll try to keep it as short as possible, because I'm sure a lot of listeners out there can resonate with the fact that things, life and career development is tough. And mm-hmm. so you just have to keep rolling with the punches. So let me start from the beginning. So I finished college, and I was always that person who was ambitious. So during college, I didn't have that typical college lifestyle where you are a part of sororities and you are having a lot of fun. I was one of those college goers who worked full time. So I worked full time 9 to 5, and then I went to school from 6 to 9:30 p.m. at night. And so that being said, before I graduated college, I've always kind of like, I've always had some type of solid career, right? But you expect that after college, things to really ramp up. And so I was in this job throughout college. And then when I finished college, I quickly landed a new position at a law firm. And so my background, I have a deep background in compliance, corporate governance before I entered the recruiting world. And so basically, I was in this job, and this new job after college, and it was a decent job. You know, I got along really well with my coworkers, but I was seeking more. I wanted a higher salary. I wanted to feel that true fulfillment. I wanted to feel like this college degree that I paid for, that I feel comfortable paying that back and living my life. And so I came across this opportunity in California. And so it was at a law firm, and I packed up my bags and I moved out there. And so I was only in California for about 9 months, because this job I was at, it was a good job, but I had some sexual harassment issues, if we're being very transparent here. So mm-hmm. I ran away from that job. I ran back to Chicago, and right when I came to Chicago, I landed my ideal position at a company, a very, very large company, as a compliance specialist. And I loved it. I was working in their governance, risk, and compliance department, and I loved it. And so I worked there for a number of years. I started to feel like, hey, me going to California, flunking out of that, and coming back to Chicago was all worth it. You know, it all makes sense, because I was supposed to get back here and be at this job. And so I was doing that and loving the job. And during the process, my manager, my direct leader, she was struggling with her cancer battle. She had skin cancer. And so there was a lot of accommodations in place for her. She had been there for a very, very long time. And, you know, she was still working remotely, you know, towards the end of her life, as you will. And so, long story short, she passed away. And so this new leader comes in, and that's when everything changed. And you know how they say that, you know, oftentimes people don't quit their jobs, they quit right. their bosses. And so what happened was, I became miserable at this job that I once loved. I thought that, wow, this is the company I'm going to be at for a very long time and grow and go through the changes with my career at. And so this boss comes in and creates a toxic environment. I was that person with my previous leader who was the go-to person. She always brought me in to kind of help out with new initiatives. I've always been a great performer and very dedicated about my job. And so she appreciated that. But this leader instead did not appreciate it and used me up for the talent, the value and the talent that I had, but like me at the same time. So how does that work, right? So this job was so toxic, I was losing weight. I became very negative, which is not like me because I'm a very optimistic person. I love to be happy. I love to have fun, right? Mm-hmm. But coming out of work, I was so drained. Like I was taking work home with me, meaning that as soon as I got off work, I'm having a complaining session with another person who hated their job. Then I take it home and then I'm talking to my family about the day and then I have to get up and go to this job the next day. So I decided that, hey, I didn't want to go through that cycle anymore. And hey, as a matter of fact, I'm about to be done with my MBA because I was studying for my MBA at the same time. So I decided that, you know what? I put an end date to the job because I was trying to make this work. You know, some days were better than others, but I had to be real with myself and say, hey, it's time to move on, even though you thought this was going to be that, you know, long-term company. And so I quit the job without having a backup plan because I wasn't worried about getting a job because I've always been able to get jobs. I've always, you know, send out a couple of applications, get an interview. And when I get an interview, I'm getting that job. And so I left this company and I didn't have another job lined up because I was, you know, again, finishing my MBA. I wasn't that worried. I knew I was going to land another job. I'm optimistic like that. And so I started sending out applications and things like that. And things weren't panning out the way it usually had, because now I was at this job for a number of years, and then applicant tracking systems have become more and more intelligent. So I had to learn how to write my resume, and I had to pretty much reinvent myself. I had to network and do different things in my job search that I never had to really do before. And so I figured, while I'm at it, let me try to find that job. Let me get that job that's not this, you know, 40K something job. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I wanted more. And mm-hmm. So basically, long story short, I ended up getting in a position at an asset management company, and I nearly tripled my salary. So I went from 40 something K to over six figures, to working right underneath the VP of legal compliance at this company. And so that was a big leap for me in my career. So I'm like, okay, yes, this is it. This is it, right? But of course, it doesn't end there, because another company approached me. Mm-hmm. Another company approached me, and it was at this large, huge recruiting agency. And so, mind you, my MBA is in HR. And so I was like, you know, I was looking to get out of compliance. And this job at this recruiting agency, they wanted to bring me in for this position where I would still be, I wouldn't be losing my six figures, and I would be working in HR and the recruitment industry like I had wanted to, which was the purpose of getting my MBA and leaving the legal industry. So I accepted that job. And then that job just kind of opened my eyes to all of the things that was going on in the recruiting industry. And that's why I started doing this work as a career coach. So wanting to help the candidates out more, after kind of understanding the hiring market more, the recruitment cycle and how things are done, what hiring managers are looking for. There was a lot of laughing and taunting about candidates, you know, about, you know, why did she come in here, think she was going to get this job wearing that, or, you know, whatever. So I'm that type of person that the person who is feeling left out or being made fun of in the corner, I'm that person that's going to come and try to make you feel included. So I was like, I had that aha moment, like, hey, I want to start my own business and teach people how I was able to accelerate my career advancement very quickly. And I want to kind of apply this knowledge after working in this recruiting job. I want to apply that to the business and things just kind of went up from there. So as far as overcoming is concerned, it sounds like, I mean, it sounds messy. Like I had a lot going on, which was actually the case. And I feel like a lot of people can resonate with that, because sometimes we don't know what we're doing in our career. You know, it feels like, okay, we're doing this, we're doing that, things are fine. Then it's unhappy again. Like, what am I doing? Am I ever going to be truly happy? And what I find is that you just got to keep going. You have to keep going, and you have to put yourself first, because had I not put myself first, like a lot of people that I work with, it takes them a long time to do. Had I not put myself first and left that job or quit that boss, I would still be in that position, not having a higher earning potential and unhappy.
Yep. Wow. That is a compelling.
Some drama, right?
I mean, let's face it. I mean, there's a lot of things that you stated there that were so relatable to how I perceive myself as being an entrepreneur, as a business owner, and plus the aspect of others that I know. And I just want to segue into one thing first before I get into my little spill about how it's so relatable to where I come from. You know, I'm a huge component to those that have kind of suffered in the wake of any type of sexual harassment or anything like that. And, you know, I'm sorry that you've gone through that. You know, me being a host and as a business owner, you know, we just don't condone that. And I'm glad that you found yourself to be in a much positive light and a better space. And my hat's off to you for making those decisions to be able to move forward from something that is obviously a negative thing in life, and turn it into something positive. So first and foremost, I want to make sure that I did convey that to you. And secondly, with regards to your compelling story, you know, you're a successful entrepreneur now. You know, you've made some of those transitional hurdles that have come about. You know, and some of the things that you stated were so relatable in the context of my past career as well, because of the simple fact, you know, like you said, people don't leave good paying jobs, or they don't leave jobs in general. They leave the toxic environment. They leave the toxic boss that they're working for. And so my situation, which I won't go into a long, lengthy story, but, you know, I was a semiconductor engineer for many, many years, you know, I hold quite a few patents in the semiconductor industry. And for those that are listening that don't know what semiconductor is, I'll just kind of give a quick explanation of that. Semiconductor manufacturing industry is about making computer chips. So if you're holding your tablet, your phone, your laptop, your computer, it's got a lot of semiconductor processors in there that obviously are things that I used to do in a prior career. And so for me, I enjoyed my career. I had a very lustrous career for many, many years, worked for a lot of different Fortune 500 semiconductor manufacturers. But my last semiconductor job, I was working for a gentleman where I was working out of Boston, he was working out of Maryland. Things were just not, you know, going as well as I thought they should go. I would say this, he would say that. You know, I was always kind of like you called it, Johnny on the spot. And you know, I was in school, going back, getting my bachelor's in business, and I said to myself, you know what, I've got to define end game here. Very much like you, I stepped away from that job. You know, we left, we moved from Boston, went back to Virginia. I did have some colleagues that were starting out on the entrepreneurial track. I realized that I could tie into them, learning from their mistakes, helping build my own brand and presence as being a small business owner. And then, you know, leveraging that as much as I possibly could, you know, for putting food and being able to pay the bills, you know, because, you know, as you stated earlier, you know, it is a hard road to overcome any type of situation when you leave something that you feel you're comfortable with, and then you're going to transcend into something where technically you may or may not have as much control as you think you have. Because when you leave that security blanket, particularly as it relates to employment, you know, for a lot of people, they don't realize now you're covering all of your taxes and all of your benefits and all of your payments, and right, you gotta balance the books. I mean, yep, all of that stuff happens, you know, at a very accelerated pace. And sometimes you don't make all the right decisions when those things occur. And, you know, again, you know, it's commendable. Your story is very commendable, and certainly appreciate you sharing that with us. So, I mean, that was just wow. I mean, it's so tell us, you know, what are the things you've been focused on right now with regards to moving yourself forward? I mean, you covered a lot of adversity. You covered a lot of your, you know, challenges that you had to overcome. Yeah. But what are the things that you're working on now that keep you focused, that keep you in the right mind space, yeah, to go forward in life?
Absolutely. So I finally found my passion, my true passion. And so things are on the up and up here. My business is growing. I have the resume agency, and so that is growing. I have about seven-person team right now, and we're still kind of growing, but I want to keep it boutique so that we're able to provide the quality and mental creativity for each and every client for their resumes. And so right now I'm focused on, you know, getting more speaking engagements and doing more speaking and facilitating and training. I'm kind of more of the CEO of my business now. I started out writing 30 resumes a month myself, but then as I've expanded my team, you know, I have the liberty to focus on some other endeavors. And so I'm planning to release volume 2 of my book within the next year. I'm focusing on speaking. I've had a lot of great speaking and influencing partnerships, so I'm looking to get more of that. Continue to impact the LinkedIn community because I absolutely love doing that. And just, you know, just continuing to grow and learn and become an industry leader. My goal is to dominate in this industry and make it last for a very long time.
Wow. I love, like I said in my opening remarks, I love your ambition. I love your infectious energy. I mean, it just resonates, you know, through this dialogue, you know. And for those that are out there, as Ms. Davis had alluded to, you know, you feel that you need those type of career development services, or you need that second glance at your resume, you know, reach out to her. I mean, she's available. She's got the team, she's got the staff to be able to support you achieving what you aspire to do and what you dream to do. Don't feel like you're left out in the world.
Yeah.
So with regards to that, you know, with you know, some of our listeners who may be dealing with some of the same circumstances, or they may feel like their resume is not on point. Maybe they've got, you know, some ideas and career direction that they'd like to go. What are some of the things that you would like to offer as encouragement, as kind of takeaways?
Yeah. Okay. So I have a couple of takeaways, and I'll make this quick. So the first takeaway is it's never too late to start over. Always remember that it is never too late to start over. I don't care where you are at in your career, how old you are, whatever the case may be, you can pivot your career if you would like to. The second thing that I would like to leave with you is if you got the feeling or have an inkling that you might want something more or new, then you probably do. So go with that and follow your intuition, because life is short and you don't want to have regrets, because you can do it. So that's my other thing I want to leave with you. And then 3 is build an exit plan. A lot of people that I work with, they are over their jobs and they know they have to go through the process of finding a new job, and not just a job, but a job that is a good fit for them. So make the decision and make the plan is what I always tell people, because when I built my exit strategy and quit my boss, even though I didn't have another job laid out, I did know what my last day was going to be. I had already planned it about 3 or 4 months before I'd done it. And I knew I had to go into saving mode to pay my bills up for at least 3 months, so I'm not stressed out while I am looking for a job. When you are so burned out by a job and you feel like you don't have time to search for a new one and put the care into that, then you have to put yourself on a line maybe and build an exit plan and do something like I did. and mm-hmm. take the time to really focus on that. So when you do that, when I had my exit strategy plan, I was less emotionally attached and drained to the job because I knew my time was going to expire soon. So all the feelings and negative emotions and stress and everything I was going through that because I didn't know how this was going to pan out. I just thought I was going to always be in that way, that situation. But when I made the plan and I knew there was an expiration date on that job, I felt better coming into work and I felt better about myself. Awesome. So those are my takeaways.
That is so, so on point. I mean, you know, I tell, you know, people that I engage with as well as customers and clients, as you've alluded to, and I guess I'm going to kind of paraphrase, have an end game.
You yes. know,
what's the end in mind for you? What are you trying to accomplish and how are you going to get there? And then kind of work your way backwards. And I think the other points that are very relevant that you mentioned too, is that instinctive behavior that we have inside of us that tells us, that emotional feeling that says, hey, this is not right. This is not where I need to be. This is not what I want. You know, you've got to listen to those things, because if you don't listen to those things will just cast a huge shadow on your life and hold you back and not provide you with the latitude or leeway to advance.
Yes.
And, you know, I must say, you know, for our listening audience, you know, as they know, cut to the chase. I mean, I always try to get right to the point. And I tell you, this has been awesome, man. I mean,
yeah.
We got to do another podcast.
Yes, let's do it. You know, I'm down.
This has been awesome.
This has been great. So fun. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, yeah. So any final remarks as we close out?
No real final remarks. You know, just you guys, even though COVID is going on, you can still, you know, pursue your dreams. Mm-hmm. Don't let that stop you either. God is in control.
Right. Well, good. Well, Lucretia, I'd like to say, you know, for me and my team here at Cut to the Chase, we are blessed to have you. It's been an honor. It's been awesome. Like I said, I love the energy. I'm hoping that we're able to carry this forward, you know, not just conducting a podcast, but, you know, we find a way to collaborate in unity, in spirit, and be able to kind of help each other out as we continue on through this post-COVID-19. And for my listeners that are out there, certainly, again, you know, I'd like to reiterate, if you have career development services, or if you're looking to have your resume reviewed, you know, even pick up her book, certainly, these are all instrumental tools to help you achieve and to help you get to where you want to go in life. And so, certainly, again, I appreciate it, Lucretia. I'd like to say to our listeners and our special guests, we're going to wrap up now. It's been a pleasure having you on board. Bye-bye, everyone. This is Greg Proctor, Cut to the Chase. Lucretia, bye-bye. And thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.